So what I want to dive into today is one of the kind of practice methods and improvisation methods that you can use to play music as your own music. You can be yourself. So as you live a lot of time, as you get older, playing music, hopefully, or maybe, let's just say, maybe you've listened to a bunch of different musical styles and have gone deeper into each of those styles. So there comes a time where you can actually draw on different currents of music within your musical phrasing and come up with something that's unique to your own musical biography. And that's what we're going to do right now. I'm just going to take one of a few examples that I could with my own musical biography when I first started really listening to music and choosing my own music to listen to. I gravitated towards very bluesy sounds. And then a little bit later on, I also gravitated towards country sounds. So I have these two strong currents that flow through me that draw from kind of a palette of blues and a palette of, I guess you'd call it just kind of countryish sounds. So when I'm improvising, I can draw on those. And let's just kind of get into that. So I'm on my fiddle right now, and we're going to play in G, I guess. So that's my G note. That sounds good. And what we're going to do is just kind of alternate phrasing using kind of a country palette and then a blues palette and a country palette and a blues palette. So isn't that cool? So hopefully you could hear that I'm drawing on kind of country-ish sounds in my first phrase and then bluesier sounds in my second phrase. And you can, switch that order, play bluesier sounds and then countryer sounds. And you can play your country sounds going up and your bluesy sounds coming down. You can play your bluesy sounds going up, your country sounds going down. Just work with any different combination you want. And there I was kind of playing phrases that are 1, 2, 3, 4, do da 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 da, like 6 beats long, but and then breathing for the last 2 beats. But you could actually do those, you know, make 2 beats of a phrase, one sound, and 2 beats of a phrase, the other sound. And just as you dig into it, get them to compare and contrast, and then sometimes even flow together. Try that out with different styles of music that you've played and that you like, and see how it helps you express yourself.